Take this opportunity to welcome all of you that are online and the students here on the campus of Ever Increasing Word Training Center. Amen. Father, we're so thankful for our apostle. Yes, we're thankful for him. We thank you for all that you're doing in his life and through his life. We are here because of your call, the apostolic call that's upon his life. We thank you for the fresh oil that he pours out into our lives consistently and constantly every encounter we have with him. We thank you for this training center. We thank you for everything connected to him, his family, all of his children, his grandchildren, every ministry that he oversees. We thank you that everything that's connected to him supersedes in life. Goes beyond its wildest dream. I thank you for that. And I thank you for the Holy Spirit, who is the greatest teacher of us all. Holy Spirit, we know nothing except you reveal it to us. So we thank you tonight for helping us to catch the waves of revival. We are right now in the midst of a present day revival. May we not miss it nor come up short of it. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. All right. I think in your books on page 3, you'll find this. I wanted to cover some of this last week. We'll get to it this week. But page 3, it talks about revival is based upon the principle of continuance. You might find that on page 3 or somewhere in your text there, so you can follow along. Okay, read my first point.
Revival starts with the principle of continuity.
Revival starts with the principle of continuance.
Revival starts when we become fully submerged in the teaching and revelations.
And revival starts when we become submerged in the teachings and in the revelations
of the old order.
Of the old order.
And we become baptized by their message.
And we become baptized by the message. Now hold it for a second. Now let me explain that to you. The principle of continuance is one thing that this generation lacks. I like to say it this way. They don't have no stick-to-itiveness. Now, that is a word.
Yes,
okay, I didn't make that one up. Stick-to-itiveness can be defined like this. The stamp got to stay connected to the envelope in order for the package to get delivered.
Yes, sir.
Anytime during the process, if that stamp drops off, falls off, its destiny is aborted.
Yes, sir.
Y'all understand that?
Yes, sir.
All through the Bible, we have the principle of continuance. You know, a lot of people may start out with Jesus, but Jesus said, if you continue in my word, then are you my disciples indeed. And then you're going to know the truth. And then the truth going to make you free. So it's that principle of continuance. Jesus in another place said, men ought to always pray and not to faint. That's the same principle. It's the principle of what? Continuance. Here's another principle that's connected to it. It's not how you start. Ask the Atlanta Falcons. Shundai Hookamasai. If you from Atlanta, don't get upset with me. I'm from New Orleans. You understand. But I got to say it. It begins with continuance. You can't play the first half and think you won. You might crash and burn. Just saying, while I'm here. So it begins with the principle of continuance. The second thing is, watch this now. See, as I told you before, we have a lot of people today, they so, well, we New Testament oriented. That's fine. But you got to understand, in order for you to understand who God is, you got to study the whole Bible. God not going to give me 66 books and say only study 27. You understand that? And I think more people are dyslexic. I know they ain't gonna like that. Kind of retarded because you try to just function in one testament, but you got to understand both. Why? Because I shared with you, revelation supersedes testaments. When God revealed himself to Abraham, the Bible says we are the seed of Abraham. So if we want to be blessed and want to experience the blessing of Father Abraham, you don't read about all of them in the New Testament. Hello, somebody. And God made Abraham very rich in cattle, in silver, in gold, in maid servants, and in men servants. Are you listening? And Lot also, who followed when Uncle Abe, was blessed. But here's something you need to know. Lot was not blessed in the same dimension as Abraham because he needed to stay connected. And when he decided he didn't want to continue with Uncle Abe, he left, found himself in Sodom and Gomorrah. Y'all kind of quiet now. You got to learn how to stay connected. You got to be submerged. We have to understand. I believe it's Romans 15:4 talks about all things that were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we through patience and comfort of the scriptures might have hope. So revival, you know, New Testament is all, we are in a constant continuous revival.
Yes, sir.
If anybody falling off is you, it ain't God, because God is constantly increasing. Are you listening?
Yes,
all right. Read the next point.
Revival starts when God restores the heat of the fathers.
Revival starts when God restores the heart of the fathers
to the children and the heart of the children to their fathers.
All right. Y'all know that. Notice what it says. Revival starts when God restores the heart of the father to the children. See, that's why in rediscovering the apostolic church, and these gifts, remember last week we talked about the first shall be last and the last first. That when Jesus built the church, he built the church and he started with, first of all, apostles. You can't deny it. It's in the Bible. He took 12 men. He trained them from amongst many disciples who were following them in prayer all night long. He chose 12 that I believe the Holy Ghost gave him. And he ordained those to be apostles. So in Jesus training the church, the first gift he established in the building of his church is the apostle.
Yes, sir.
That's why the apostle was first in order, first in rank, heaven to earth government. Nothing is moving, nothing is shaking without the voice of an apostle.
Yes,
a real apostle, you need to hear this, because today in this generation, we have many people who call themselves apostle.
Right.
And one night I had a whole city and my whole city was apostle. You know, then when you got a title like pastor, they kind of make you feel a little left out. You understand? Because you ain't big enough or dignified enough because you know, understand. They must have went to www.becomingapostle.com. I don't know. All I know is what I'm about to say is this. If you're going to wear a title, it's best for you to let the goods testify of the title.
Right.
Versus carrying the title and don't have the goods.
Right.
I'm following a true apostle.
Yes,
watch how I know. Because see, the Bible says in the book of the Revelation, there are some of you who say you're apostles and we tried you and find out you were not.
Yes, sir.
The true call of an apostle, one of the true signs of a real modern day apostle is that they have been given a divine message that impacts the entire body. It ain't no regular revelation, you know, no, it's something. Money cometh is both supernatural, it's divine, it's both apostolic and prophetic. It has changed my life. And if it ain't changed your life, shame on you. It's changed. Don't look at me. Don't get mad. Because at the end of the day, you don't have no idea where I came from when I met this apostle. You understand that? I can tell you the first $100 seed, God spoke to me in a meeting that he was in. He was not my spiritual father at the time. I went to be joined or connected to a man by the name of Dr. Creflo A. Dollar Jr. I was going to put my ministry up under him. That was Ron playing. But God had a revival plan for me. So I went to a 2 o'clock session and they introduced this man and they called him Dr. Thompson at the time. And they were talking about the money coming, man. Well, I don't know nothing about money coming. I just was going because I needed $100,000 to get my building done. That's all I know. And I went to the meeting and at 2 o'clock he was up. Normally at 2 o'clock after you eat, everybody fall asleep. But as Apostle Thompson, which is now my spiritual father, got up to minister, I did see people walking up and putting money on the altar. I was not moved. Now, I'm not trying to say that to be funny. I'm trying to show you stuff. Put money on the altar and not moving by revelation will cause you to be mimicking something. So you ain't going to get the benefit because you don't understand what's happening. Now, watch what I'm talking about, a revival here. I know you might think I've deviated, but this is one money coming will be here till Jesus comes. Yes, sir. So we're in the midst of a modern day revival. Yes, all right. Now, God speaks to me and tells me to write a $100 check out in his name and bring it to him. Now, remember, I saw him walking up there. Yes, it didn't move me until God spoke. When God spoke, I obeyed. See, y'all, I wish, you know, we're talking about in a revival, but see, you have to understand the process of faith, the process. You cannot act in faith if you haven't heard nothing. The first step is you must hear. The second step, you must obey. The third step, you must patiently endure until the promise is delivered. That's the process. It works every time. You got to hear from God. You obey what he say. It's going to bring you through all kind of tests, trials and tribulation and temptation and persecution. But stick with it. You'll get to the promise. If you hold fast to the promise he made. Just thought I'd help y'all while I'm here. Anyway, I put that $100 seed. Watch what the Holy Ghost said. Put it in his name. Never heard that before. I was used to writing checks in church name. To the church. You understand? But remember how much I needed? Oh, I didn't say 10. You heard it. You heard it right. I needed $100,000. And God sent me to the right man. After I brought the seed and everything to him, God spoke to me and my wife and said, that's your spiritual father right there. Wow. Are you listening? Yes, what I'm trying to tell y'all, I've been in a revival since that time. Shundai. All right. So after I did that and we discovered that, I got back home. I still needed the 100,000. What I said? After I got back home, I still what? Just want to make sure y'all paying attention in class. Yes, all right. Now watch what happens. I say, okay, well, Lord, I need to get this building done. God say, send your spiritual father $10,000. The devil is a liar. I'm like, nah, Lord, come on now. Hold up here. Let's get this straight. Because, see, I heard him testify in the meeting that he was a multimillionaire flying in all of the jets he done paid for. He owned 600 lake acres of land paid for. Church paid for, Rolls Royces paid for, all the other bills he got paid for. I say, God, time out. I think we need to have a chat. Why can't you talk to him and tell him to send me $100,000? That way, I don't have to be worried about this mess. God said, I don't work like that. God said, if he do it for you, it's not me. But if you obey me, and that's my servant, that's my prophet, that mantle is up on him. If you do what I tell you towards him, you bless him, I'm going to turn around and bless you. Now, whoever that is for in here online, you need to understand, money cometh is a revival all by itself. I gave him, I sent him the $10,000 and God worked out a supernatural transaction where all of the $100,000 showed up, but not just $100,000. The bank who wouldn't give us the resources to complete the building came to a meeting and told us, whatever you need. Well, it would seem like to me, you would now understand that a seed can meet any need. So here's what you need to understand about the apostle and the man of God you are following. This ministry is not a ministry of need. It's not a ministry of greed. It's a ministry that causes everyone who connect to it to supersede. Never forget that. You ain't gonna find that in no Bible bookstore. This is God trying to show you, don't take lightly what we're connected to. You got it? The structure is right. The leadership is right. The lifestyle is right. And the future is bright. Okay? All right, now that y'all got that, y'all with me. You need to understand who you connected to. This man is real. I've seen real money flow in my life. Since I've been connected to him since 98, I've been tracking stuff. I'm an accountant by trade. In the field of accounting, we have a term that says the numbers don't lie. I track what I sow and what I receive. And the charts don't match. The receiving chart far exceeds the sowing chart. Don't get mad, because I'm blessed like that. All right, now that we got that. See, that's the Holy Ghost. We don't come up here just with regular stuff. You need to know who you connected to. This is a modern day revival. The next thing you need to understand is Apostle came out and said in 2017, massive production manifested through the favor of God. He said all this week, get drowned in favor. Hello. I'm drowning in favor. Notice what I said. I'm presently drowning in favor all week long. Just because he said it. Y'all got it? Massive production manifested through the favor of God. He said there would not only be massive production, he said there would be massive destruction. We're never going to rejoice when different scenarios go through certain areas. But you got to pay attention in class. You know, storms, hurricanes, and tornadoes are not acts of God. They are the works of the enemy. But we as the church got to pay attention. The apostle said massive production and massive destruction. And in this day, as a believer, you better know who you connected to. So that when you see destruction come, you don't fear. Because you know you covered. Now, y'all want me to help you with that, too, I see. You see, the destroyer could not enter into any of the children of Israel's houses who had took the blood of the lamb, struck the lintel and the two doorposts. God said, when the destroyer comes by, watch this. All of the houses got blood on it. I'm going to step over that house. Y'all are catching. I'm going to step over that house. And the destroyer got to pass by. Because when he see the blood, he see me. Okay? All right. I'm glad y'all got that. Because that's going to bring me to my next point. Read the next one. Read the next point. Don't get so caught up you lose your spot.
All these groups of people are listed as the recipients of revival. In the book of reviving, revival.
All right. All these people You know, you got to, you know, continue. And then you got to be submerged in the old order. That's what he's talking about when they say all these people. Now, in the book, read it.
In the book Reviving.
In the book Reviving.
Revival. It is noted that there are seven outstanding revivals in the Old Testament.
In the book Reviving the Revival, there are seven Old Testament revivals that are revealed in that book. And out of that book, there are nine characteristics of that revival. And I'm going to go through those with you. What's the first one?
It occurred in a day of deep mourning.
Now, notice this. Revival, according to that study, occurred in a day of deep moral
darkness and national depression.
Deep moral darkness and national depression. That's something you need to understand. Now, y'all have to understand, as things get darker out here, we don't need to be afraid. Y'all understand that? Now, things have gotten real dark when we consider we're in a generation now where people think it's okay for a man to marry a man. And it's okay for a female to marry a female. And you want to shut the mouths of God's servants. It's just not right. Are you listening? When God said in his word, what I have joined together, let no man put asunder, he wasn't talking about the one you married. Somebody gonna get mad at this. You wanna know how I know? Because most people got married, God ain't spoke to them. They just chose. Don't speak in tongues. If you don't have the testimony that God spoke to you and told you that's your wife, or God spoke to you and said that's your husband and y'all joined together, you can't say that. But you can say, I saw that 36-24-36 brick house, and like Adam, I couldn't do without her. But then somewhere along the line, she couldn't cook. And she wasn't dressing up no more. Now you want to put her away and try another. But I'm not talking about that. I'm trying to show you. See, when God said, what I've joined together, let no man put asunder, God was showing you, I joined together male and female. I made them so that they in the marriage union could be a reflection of the Godhead, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Not three gods, one God manifested in three persons. The Bible says when a man and a woman is joined together in holy matrimony, they become one in spirit, one in soul, and one in body. And in order to consummate the marriage, they have parts that make them become one. A man don't have no part for another man. Shundai, hook him aside. Oh, mama, my knee hurt. I just thought somebody need to tell y'all. Because we're talking about revival takes place in deep moral darkness. That is sick. So I don't want no man giving me no massage. I'm just saying. You do what you want. I'm just saying, that's how I roll. Thank you. So, revival takes place in deep moral darkness and decay. We need to understand it. But here's the good news. We never have to be afraid of darkness because darkness can't put out the light. Jesus said, you are the light of the world. You are a city that's set on the hill. You cannot be hid. Let your light so shine before men that they may what? That they may see your good works and glorify your Father, which is in heaven. See, Jesus, now I know y'all ain't gonna like this, but Jesus say, as long as I'm in the world, I'm the light of the world, which was an indication he would go out of the world. But when he would leave out, he would make sure the light would still shine bright. So he came to live in us. Now we are the light of the world. We are the salt of the world. We are the preservative. God don't need no hurricane to do our work. Katrina didn't purify New Orleans. Bourbon Street still on there. Shundai, that's another hook of my side. So I'm just trying to show you. So I'm not afraid of darkness because I shine brighter. Y'all got it? That's why the church is returning to power. Everybody want to call themselves apostle. Where's your power? Many signs and wonders were done by the hands of the apostle. Handkerchiefs were taken from the apostle's body. Demon spirits were driven away. The shadow of the apostle would pass by. People would get healed. Where's that at today? I'll tell you where it's, I'll tell you where it's at. Right, y'all. Right. Oh, I'm sorry. Y'all, I know they got some online people. I'm from down south here in Cajun land. Right, y'all means right here. All right, give me the next point.
It began in the heart of one consecrated
servant. Come on, talk to me. Now y'all want to know why I'm wild. It begins, revival begins in the heart of one consecrated servant. God never calls a committee. Because that's why we got some. See the purpose of the apostolic is not to bring division. It's not even to make an apostle feel like he's superior to all the other gifts, but it's a matter of function and connection. Come on, talk to me. Do you understand that? It begins in the heart of one consecrated individual. Watch this. And others who see that join themselves to it. An apostle don't go out looking for sons.
Come on.
Sons go and find their father. He didn't come looking for me. God told me he was the one. And I came up here and been following ever since. That's been since 98. How long you been here? What you ready to get offended about so you can quit? Because when people walk away from you, it's because they offended. They don't believe in you no more. Don't come telling me you love me. You didn't love me enough to have some stick-to-itiveness. I'm looking for some for better, for some worse. I'm looking for some death do me part folk. I don't want walking trees. And plants. Read the next one.
Each revival rests on the word of God, and most were a result of preaching and proclaiming God's law and prophecy with power.
Oh, okay, so you're just going to read all that like I can remember all that, right? Didn't I train you better? Yes, see, I'm a cozy boy. I train all my readers. Now he's going to read the whole paragraph. Like, I'm just going to hide down. You know why he do that, huh? He gets a little excited, you know. All right, come on, let's start again. What did it say?
Each revival rested on the word of God.
Now, we talked about that one consecrated individual. I don't want to get over it, but that's the hallmark of Apostle Thompson. He's a consecrated individual. He's a vessel set apart for God's service. You understand, you've heard his testimony. In 43 years, he's never took a day off. He asked God one time to give him a hunger and a thirst for his word. And that hunger and that thirst has never been quenched. He's still, I love the opening of EIWM where it comes on and it talks about stay on the cutting edge. Can I just talk about my daddy? His dressing is cutting edge. See, I wasn't all that spiritual. I said, that's the cleanest dressing rest. Oh, Lord, dude. That he dressed like an apostle. Well, ain't no sense you looking at me. Follow the pattern. He's an apostle in every way. Not this or that, but this and that. All right. So, but remember, it's praying in the spirit. It's a constant pursuit of God. You have to pursue God like that woman you wanted to marry. problem is you got married and you stopped. So you quit the principle of continuance. I don't have enough of y'all shouting. Some of you men should have said ouch and amen. All right, read the next one, sir. Keep reading. What it say? Read from the beginning. What it say?
Each revival rested on the word of God.
Rested on the word of God.
And most were a result of preaching. And proclaiming God's law and prophecy. With power.
That's the difference right there. Talk is cheap. But when the power show up, Shundai. That's why the people who followed the ministry of Jesus, listen what the Bible says. They sought him out because they saw the miracles which he did on the people. This is the day now where you will not be able to deny the miracles that God do. When John sent to Jesus and said, are you the one or should we look for another? Now, that's crazy when you consider that John the Baptist was his first cousin and was sent from God to be his forerunner. Are you listening? The preparer of the way. How is it that the preparer of the way lost the way? Well, he announced this is him and then he come back years later and say, are you the one or do we look for another? Why? Because John became offended in Jesus. All right. But Jesus said when John sent two of his disciples who should have never been following him no more. Y'all ain't gonna like this. But if you're the preparer of the way, when the way come, you got to get the hell out of the way. I say it again. If you're the preparer of the way, when the way show up, you got to get the hell out the way. Jesus wasn't gonna get him out the way. He needed to pack up his bag, tell his disciples, here's the man. We going with him. Are you listening? But anyway, John sent two of his disciples to Jesus and said, are you the one or do we look for another? Look at what Jesus told him. Go tell John. Go show John the things that you see happening. The blind see. The lame walk. The deaf hear. The dead are raised. Devils are cast out. Oh, you're listening to me. He didn't say they had a food bank feeding the poor.
Yes, sir.
I didn't say that's not good to do. Because Jesus said, when I was hungry, you fed me. When I was naked, you clothed me. But when it came time when John said, are you the one to do, look for the other. Jesus said, whoever follow me, walk in power, walk in miracles, walk in victory. Just wanted you to know that's the signs of true revival, power, preaching and teaching with power. When Jesus preached, people fell under the power. We got to get back to that. And when you connect it to the right person, you become apostolic. And don't bother me. I know people know who I'm connected to. They get mad if they want. I'm not quitting. Read the next one, son. Come on, we got to hurry up here now.
All resulted in a return to the true worship of
God. All right, how much time I got? Y'all be here. Okay, because y'all know y'all ain't going to get me fired. Come on, let's finish these things. Hurry up.
Each witnessed the destruction of high places.
Each revival witnessed the destruction of high places.
Idols and false religions and gods.
False religions and God. Y'all ready for what I'm about to say? You don't never have to argue with nobody about their religion and their creed, Muslim, Jehovah Witness. They can call themselves what the hell they want. This is what Dr. W. Ron Walker tell them. You talk all that talk. Let's go to the hospital. Let's see who got some power around here. We got the Yahwehs and the Yahshuas and they got the Hebrew name and all of that stuff. Well, that sound good, but where the power at? I don't want to hear all your intellectual dissertations. I don't want to hear all of your intellectual revelation. Where the power at? Because at the end of the day, I only say I love you. I got the power to do something with my love. If you're sick, I heal you. If you're broke, I make you. All right, go ahead.
In each revival, there was a recorded separation from sin.
In each revival, there was a recorded separation from sin.
Complete cleansing, holiness, and purity.
Complete cleansing, holiness, and purity. Sound like I went back to Kojic. Nah. Because, I'm a Kojic boy. Follow peace with all men. For holiness without no man shall see the Lord. But in Kojic, our holiness was outward. Don't wear this. Don't wear that. Come on, talk to me now. No lipstick, no makeup. Everything was for the woman. The man did what the hell he want, but the woman couldn't do it. Wear a hat, wear stockings. So holiness in my day was law-based, law-laced, and outward. But the holiness that God bespeaks is from within. That I've given you grace, which is an empowerment, so that you don't have to sin. See, grace doesn't allow you to sin. It empowers you not to sin. For the grace of God that bringeth salvation had appeared unto all men, teaching them that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, that they should live righteously and godly and soberly in this present world. In the book of Romans, it says, don't yield your members as members of unrighteousness. If I don't have to yield, that means I got the power. How many minutes I got now? All right, going good. Read.
In every revival, they exalted in the sacrifice of blood.
We don't have to take that. You know, the blood of Jesus. I tell you what Apostle taught us. He said, put the blood on it. You know, that girl sang that song, there's a miracle in this house. I'm going to put a praise on it. Huh? Put the blood on it. Everything in God's kingdom worked by the blood. As a matter of fact, you want to know how powerful the blood is? The Bible says the blood of Jesus is the only thing I've ever heard of, ever read of, that said it can cleanse your conscience from dead works. The blood is so it'll get rid of all the condemnation that Satan been trying to put on you. Condemnation been robbing the church. But blood. See, blood never covered sin. Except for under the old covenant, the blood of bulls, the blood of goats, the ashes of a heifer, that covered sin. But Jesus' blood, the blood of the lamb that was slain before the foundation of the world, wiped away sin. Hurry up, get to the next one.
All recorded revivals. Show a restoration of great joy and gladness.
Well, and the Bible says in Acts chapter 8, Philip went down to Samaria and preached Christ. Revival. And there was great joy in that city. Well, there was joy. Devils were being cast out. Sick folk were being healed. Hello, somebody. That's revival.
Each revival was followed by a period of great national prosperity.
There you go. There it is right there. All right. Each revival was great national prosperity. I told you we're in the midst of a revival.
Yes, sir.
Test next week. I made it.